This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. The FBI is offering a $50,000 reward for the return of four Americans who've been kidnapped in Mexico. The AP's Donna Warder.
Four Americans have been kidnapped just across the border in Mexico. The FBI says the four U.S. citizens had entered Matamoros, Mexico, Friday from Brownsville, Texas. They were traveling in a white minivan with North Carolina license plates when the FBI says gunmen opened fire on the vehicle. The FBI says the Americans were placed in a vehicle and taken away by armed men.
No hazardous materials were involved in that derailment of a Norfolk Southern cargo train in Ohio Saturday between Dayton and Columbus. That's according to officials. The second derailment of a Norfolk Southern train in the state in a month. No injuries reported. President Biden was in Selma, Alabama on Sunday. The AP's Jackie Quinn.
In a ceremony that honors the past and warns of the future, President Biden called for a new commitment to voting rights at a commemoration of Bloody Sunday in Selma, Alabama. There were religious overtones to the solemn ceremony at the Edmund Pettus Bridge, where on March 7, 1965, scores of peaceful civil rights marchers were brutally attacked by police.
Beaten, tear gassed. On this bridge, blood was given to help redeem the soul of America.
President Biden notes the country's outrage helped secure passage of a voting rights bill, which now, he says, remains under attack.
Iran's supreme leader says of a series of suspected poisonings at girls' schools there are proven to be deliberate, the culprit should be sentenced to death. Videos of upset parents and schoolgirls in emergency rooms with IVs in their arms have flooded social media. This is AP News. Now to proposals for restoring voting rights for felons.
At least 14 states have introduced proposals this year on felon voting rights, according to the Brennan Center for Justice. Nebraska requires a two-year wait after the completion of a felony sentence before someone can register. Democratic State Senator Justin Wayne wants to end that.
Study after study have shown when you engage people and get them actively involved in the community, particularly around politics, the recidivism rate drops.
More than 4.6 million people in the U.S. are disenfranchised because of a felony conviction, according to the Sentencing Project. TJ King is one of them.
In order to be a productive member of society, you got to be able to contribute to society.
Restoring voting rights of former felons drew national attention after Florida lawmakers weakened a voter-approved constitutional amendment. I'm Julie Walker.
And I'm Rita Foley, AP News.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.